Last public hearing. Gentlemen, is change of zone number 1677, the applicant being Old Town Point LLC.
Like Mr. Ross, I'd like to extend a question to the commissioners on how they feel about leaving the record open.
Well, I, for one, am not in a position to vote, certainly not for approval, without some form of documentation that adequate efforts were made for this. And I for one, am concerned that they would come in and ask us to make a significant change that not only results in rezoning of the property, but can have a negative impact on the residents without some substantiation of their efforts, not just in the past, but recent.
Mr. Burton, you know, I think the applicant should be given an opportunity, maybe 10 days, to further reply to the septic issue, since it was such a late date. For the sewer, because of the sewer engineering department was so late in getting them their opinion. Other than that, I really don't see a reason to leave the record open. I think the record is pretty complete, but I think just for that specific purpose would be okay. And
you would limit it just to the septic?
10 days to the septic, sure. And defer the decision until they've had an opportunity to get that to us and us to review it.
Well, may I respond?
Sure.
I'd like to have the record open so they can furnish some sort of documentation, because I don't think there's adequate documentation in a record to show that they've made a sufficient effort. So if it was to be left open, I'd like to give them an opportunity to provide us with that documentation, since Mr. Hudson was not able to attend due to illness.
And the documentation you're meaning is to validation of contact with community interest type organizations.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's appropriate to leave it open for the sewer too, because you know, right. We put 10 days on everybody, the applicants, to get stuff in. You know,
but if it was to be left open, you'd leave it open with two conditions: one, the sewer, and two, community involvement.
It frustrates me that we're getting stuff from county engineering at 4:30 that it's not useful to anybody. You know, when we put a 10-day requirement on the applicants to get stuff in,
they get the notice from the public.
Yeah,
right. It came in the afternoon today.
Right.
This afternoon.
That's why Mr. Christenberry, you know, it was.
I have no objection to Mike's request for the additional.
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation for CZ 1677 Old Town Point LLC is for the deferral at this time, and for the record to be left open for response to the late hour sewer letter from sewer district, and for documentation of the community involvement that they went out and sought to take this piece over as the original condition.
Did you want to put a time period on that?
10 days.
10 days.
Second.
10 days end up on Sunday. It did the last time. So you're better off to go for
10 business days?
We can, 10 business days if you want. But 10 days would get us till Sunday. So we, staff-wise, we gave them Monday to get the response in, because they couldn't get it to us on the weekend.
Or
11 days, whichever.
My recommendation would be 10 business days.
Second.
Gentlemen, Mr. Burton's made a motion that has been seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1677 Old Town Point LLC, leaving the record open for 10 business days.
For written response?
Yes.
Just for those two issues?
I didn't say written.
Okay.
Leaving the record open for 10 business days for written response to the county engineer's comments, as well as for substantiation of community interest contacts by the applicant. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.